Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, December 1st, 2022. Can you believe it's December already? I can't, except for the snow on the ground, the wind, the cold wind as it is. I want to thank everyone for your belief and trust in this platform. With me is Steve Quill from stevequill.com, gen6.com. Two things, actually. Number one, Eric the Tech is not here, so this is a very cozy, intimate office-to-office show today between Steve Quill and myself. Rarely happens, but thankfully it's happening today. Eric's dad is doing very well. Thank you. In post-recovery, thank you for your prayers. Second of all, this is so unbelievably critical to me. I think one of Steve's best works, if not his best work, is a DVD coming out titled The Lies of Gods and Men. Boy, it ties everything together. Folks, do me a favor, go to stevequill.com, click on the appropriate link, or gen6.com, and click and get a copy of this, because this ties everything together, from that moron Klaus Schwab to people who believe that we're going to have an alien savior. Folks, let me tell you something. The end is here, and most of us are cowering in fear, aren't we? That'll be a good title for the show. The Lies of Gods and Men is the title of the DVD, and it's so important to get that. And, you know, do me another favor, too. If you haven't done so already, look, Steve is a prolific author. And I was going through some books over the last couple of, actually the last couple of weeks, but books like Xenogenesis, okay? Books like, and I'm not even sure which ones are still available, Genetic Armageddon, Terminated. This is phenomenal. Genesis 6 Giants. I'm going to tell you something. Everything written in these books is happening today. So I want to thank you. First of all, thank you so much for your support, but also thank you for being informed, because by being informed and by your actions, we can fight the enemy. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, thank you so much. I know we had a little blip at the beginning, but we're back and we're rocking and rolling. So let's rock.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank those of you who joined us with our fundraisers, because the amount of time, effort, and money that went into this production literally was off the scale. Now, why do I say that? And this is something important. King David said he would never offer unto the living God. By the way, I'm not King David. My wife is not named Bathsheba, and I only have one. But the bottom line is that he said he would never offer unto the Lord anything that didn't cost him something. And Jesus is worthy of first fruits, not hand-me-downs, okay? So I want to thank those of you who stood with us in faith, because as Doug said, what this DVD is basically a culmination, an overview. This ties all the threads together from what I started on my quest 50 years ago, courtesy of Derek Prince's Spiritual Conflict series tape, to understand the end times and to present a realistic picture. Now, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, there are people who do not understand that more people in the world today believe the aliens created us than the gods. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm getting too far ahead of myself. There are more people today that believe that mankind was created by aliens than by the living God. And interestingly, in Peru and Mexico and Guatemala, Honduras, where Jesse's pretty much the head of our expedition team is going, has been, and obviously has been for years. Jesse said to me, he said, Steve, the heartbreak is I can say the name of Jesus and nobody even knows what it means. Now, remember, the elderly people, but the whole new generation doesn't know Jesus. Those are his words. I don't speak Spanish. I'm really having a hard time with English today. But the point is that, ladies and gentlemen, the DVD, the trailer is about 7 minutes. Everybody says, well, why do you make such a long trailer? Because in that trailer, from start to finish, you get the entire plan of God's redemption, but also the devil's destruction from day one. As most of you know, we undertook the most multi-year intense expeditions to different parts of Mexico, different parts of Latin America, to basically prove on camera that the narrative that the U.S. military and the U.S. government and the fake congressional hearings and the blah, 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 that basically they tried to cover up the truth, just like the Smithsonian does. By the way, they're in this too, because they're active in this. But the bottom line is that from the book of Genesis, both before the flood and after the flood, because the Bible says there were giants in those days, both before those days and after those days, when the sons of God, that's not the sons of Seth. I got news for you. You can go find genetically perfect Sethites and they have sex and they don't produce 12-foot giants, okay? Nowadays, they probably can't produce anything due to the destruction of a sperm count. And I'm not kidding. So now what we have in this, I'm saying it's an amazing documentary, is the entire thread of Lucifer's attempt to destroy all humanity. Remember, he provoked such evil and wickedness sexually and genetically prior to Noah's flood that Noah's flood, of all the people on the earth and animals who hadn't been sexually and genetically corrupted, that God literally put Noah and his family, 8 members, and also he, God, brought the animals, you know, 2x2s. And I think it was last year I got the revelation. I was wondering, you know, how these animals just come and, you know, I mean, I believe in Noah's Ark, and I actually, you know a lot about it. But here's the thing. Out of the blue, he spoke to my heart. And he said, I could only allow my genetically perfect creation to be on the ark, because Lucifer himself tried to even pollute the animals. Now, I don't know if they're doing it with genetic engineering, but I knew this, bestiality, and it's people got to grow up and deal with stuff, because we just had the revelation of Balenciaga, or Balenciaga, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
You know, the pedophiles with the most horrific imagery. I wouldn't even post that story on my website. Alex did, and you know, God bless him, because again, it was so hideous. But all of the outpicturing of genetic manipulation, of cannibalism, of everything that the, by the way, it was the fallen angels, and in their alien genetic creations, they created the aliens that introduced cannibalism to mankind, because the giants, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the giants in history, they basically ate each other out of existence when they ran out of humans. Somebody said, well, Steve, with the morbid obesity, and I'm sorry, this is the truth. He said, with the morbid obesity in America, he said, I hope Americans understand that once these things are released, they're going to become pot stickers. Okay, if you know what pop stickers are. And look, I'm not trying to be crude, lewd, or, you know, cynical, but I'm trying to share with people. So let's get back to the DVD. The DVD starts, obviously, with our expedition to Mexico. We have established, listen, we have 14 hours of film, and we can only put 2 minutes into the film. That's about 70 minutes. We have the evidence of pyramids, Egyptian gods, and not people with Egyptian god mass, but literal transgenic issues. You look up the gods of Egypt, everybody thinks, oh, those are just guys parading around with the head of a jackal, Anubis, or, you know, Ibis, or whoever. But these are real things. And you and we both, Doug and I, and you were fortunate to hear about our eyewitness testimony in the Smithsonian, said he saw their heads in giant vats of whatever preservative. And he never told me that the first time we recorded him. And that's all a matter of fact. So then we get into the digs in Mexico. And the digs in Mexico were filmed. They were filmed. In the pits, like, you know, one of my critics who we've gone our separate ways, somebody in a similar field, you know, said that stuff's all planted. Well, at 9 feet deep, hand dug, with every single shovelful, except the shovelful of stuff that's thrown my way, but every shovelful of dirt, okay, is basically recorded. And we had the drones overhead. And Jesse, this is critical, kept the diggers away from the people that were looking for the articles using 11, 13, whatever different radars. Now, here's what we found. We found the alien Egyptian presence in Mexico. The aliens and their all of the different, relics and panels, they're the aliens are the ones building the pyramids. And interestingly enough, so many, I guess they should be called the reproductive panels, are showing the aliens and Earth women getting it on and producing some of the most hideous creatures in the world, okay? Pyramids. But the most striking thing of all was the DNA. And then you take the word of God, Genesis 3:15, and it's a question of the battle of the seeds. God's creation versus Satan's alteration of God's creation. See, this is something people don't understand. There's war. And what the title of today's show is, there's spiritual warfare. God himself put the offspring of Lucifer, i.e. who became Satan, or people say, oh, they're not the same people. I can tell you this, they're wrong. They can think I'm stupid, but they're wrong. Because we have the hieroglyphs, we've got the petroglyphs, rock carvings, we've got the geoglyphs, and ladies and gentlemen, astroglyphs. We've got the archaeoastronomical positioning of the stars. We have the ability to have a team of translators around the world. It's still going on. That project started, I think, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now. But what's interesting about the lies of God's men is that we take on this entire attack upon the word of God that God is irrelevant. And by the way, you just heard that in the last couple of days by Carl Schwab saying that basically, you know, God's dead and, you know, Jesus is fake news. Doug, I don't know if you saw any orchestrated or organized or even, you know, big wig preachers taking that on. Have you? I haven't.
No, I've seen nothing. As a matter of fact, just to tell, if I may, how things connect here, okay? The Respect for Marriage Act just passed, for example, okay? Now, to me, all of this is connected when you kind of take a few steps back and take a look at it. You're talking about DNA, the changing of the DNA, and of course the sex aspect of things, and then of course Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari. I think it might have been Harari who said that Jesus is fake news, or maybe both. I'm sure both have said it, but I know I heard Harari say it. But to me, this whole thing is tied together with the asexualization of man, and I think you nailed it. You know, as in the days of Noah, so it shall be now at the end of days. And I think what we're seeing, Steve, and please correct me if my perception is not right, we're seeing this being ushered in by our politicians, by the world leaders, the leaders of the West, and by the church. And you address this too, the Vatican, the Catholic Church is ushering this whole, it's okay to be homosexual. Oh, if you could be born, and again, I'm paraphrasing, you could be born, your sexuality might be in question. You know, it's just, but to answer your question, no, there is no one standing up. We are inactive participants in the pews, or inactive people in the pews watching this without saying anything. But worse, like you said, the pastors are not speaking out against any of this, and it's all connected. Like again, the interbreeding between the small g gods and God's population. But I wanted to ask you a question. There's a question in there too, Steve. What is the motivation? We've seen. I don't have. Yeah, I do have the numbers with me. I think we've seen Well, billions of people get injected by the injection. There are 289,000 Americans, I believe, or 289 million Americans.
Yeah, 289 million. Doug.
Okay, plus who receive the injection, and that demand is not going away. In other words, they're pushing, still pushing for this. The change to our DNA is not arguable anymore. Correct. I mean.
Correct. There is no argument to it, but there is a censoring of that information. Correct. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you control the narrative and your narrative starts with the big D, death, you're not going to allow any life to come into the narrative on death. So in essence, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the human race. And Doug, I got to tell you something. I got to say this carefully. I have never seen so many cowardly pukesters in the pulpit, okay, vomit comments that are so irrelevant that they cannot even fathom that if they don't begin to stink up, if they don't begin to speak up, they're sinking in quicksand so fast, and it's the sand of the damned, okay? And I like to rhyme that. If you've ever watched somebody struggling to get out of quicksand, there are those of us who are allowed, known only to God for a certain time, to warn, don't go there, don't go there, don't go there. And that's what Jesus is basically telling us in the prophecies. And they hate Jesus without a cause because he is the truth, the way, and the life, okay? And people ask me, look, I'm one of the guys that started the prep movement. I'm not bragging, it's just history. It's fact. The time to have prepared for these days have gone. Those days are gone. If you can still buy a can of beans, or as Hawk used to say, chunky beef soup, get it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists who are annihilationists are going for the complete decimation of the human beings. And I'm telling you this, I'm personally... There are people that they send me emails and they want me to put up what I call the pathetic attempt at kind of their effort to warn people like this. Could we be facing World War III? Well, why don't you ask the MiG-31s that are in the air right now with a dozen or so of Russia's main bombers, and why don't you ask about those Poseidon torpedoes that are off of the East Coast, West Coast, and Gulf Coast of the United States? And why don't you ask about, what about Hawaii's multiple volcanoes going off? That hasn't happened in Hawaii. By the way, I've been over all those volcanoes. I've taken aerial photos of them, and there's nothing cooler than knowing if your rotors stop and that you can't fly over the actual calderas, the active part. You have to take it with telephone. But I remember the day you could fly over and you go, I sure hope we don't have a engine out right now. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But the thrill of it, and there's something primal about it. So let me get back on track here. The idea that people cannot get through their heads is you, my brothers, you, my sisters, you, my critics, you, the federal agents that are watching this, you that like to fly helicopters at 4:30 in the morning in my neighborhood, you know, those of you who are listening to this, does it matter to you that you have no children, you have no grandchildren? Because the powers that be will use you, and they are not who you think they are. They are fallen angels who can manifest themselves in human form. Somebody asked me, Doug, I think you and I had this talk years ago. How is it that everything can fall apart on cue? How is it that nations will destroy themselves as you're watching Western Europe do? You know, turn your temperature down so your fingers are so frozen that you can't type. But the bigger issue is you're watching the end of the Western world. You're watching the end of everything God created and saw that it was good. You're watching it come to an end before your eyes. And the spineless jellyfish in the jellyfishianity world, and yes, they're spineless, will not stand up and speak out and say, how dare you speak of the Lord Jesus Christ this way? How dare you mock the God of heaven this way? And you know what? I'm wondering, okay, how is Klaus Schwab the slob, you know, and I have an acronym for slob, you know, how are they going to react when the Muslims go, there is no God but Allah, and these guys are saying there is no God? Okay, you ever wondered that?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't think Yuval Noah Harari is going to walk into the, you know, the West Bank with that attitude. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We allowed 3% of the pronoun people to completely destroy every bit of the moral fabric that did exist that no longer exists. When you see even the Mormon church now is accepting, you know, pronoun people marriage, the same pronoun people, whatever they term themselves, it's human extinction. Everything is human extinction. The genetic manipulation of everything that's going on with the jab. So in our movie, we take it from obviously the fallen angels, tampering sexually, and then we get into the alien phenomenon. I'll hold this up, Doug, because I guess I'm on screen right now.
Yes, you
are. These are actual cattle mutilation pictures that I have. I got these about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, you know, with the sex organs cut out. You know, I don't know if people can see that. Yeah, so, I think.
Okay, so just for the radio listeners, this is an actual 35 millimeter film photograph, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's showing a cow that was over on a ranch in the Clyde Park area. Clyde Park is over in the Crazy Mountains. And with its, you know, sex organs removed. So what we've done in the film, we have basically shown people that from the deserts of Mexico and the cities of Mexico, which, by the way, are so big that no Aztec with a piece of obsidian could ever make. The entire history of the world has been bogusized and bastardized, okay? And I say bastardized because the first place that God uses the word bastard is in the Book of Enoch. Yep. And Enoch is one of the two, in my opinion, the two witnesses who will show up on the earth. Now, people are, they can't even see that they want to argue over, is it Moses and Elijah? Is it Elijah and Enoch? I'm of the opinion that God's word is true. Moses died. People say, what about Lazarus? And I said, Lazarus came forth from the grave, but Lazarus didn't withstand the judgment. God brought Lazarus back because Jesus showed he is the resurrection. Because Martha and Mary, I think it was Mary that said, Lord, I know that, you know, when you live, my brother will return. And he corrected her. And I want to correct everybody that has this misnomer. Well, when they die and they go to heaven and they get resurrected bodies, when you walk with Jesus, you have the resurrection, the King of resurrection in you. You may be, you know, breaking down. Good night. We're all breaking down. I mean, you get to 70, you think, you know, you can jump over steel buildings, but, you know, you can't even, you know, sometimes it's hard to get out of your chair. But and not everybody has to be there. But what I think is important is, and I'll stick now strictly to the DVD. I want to just give people a little bit of an understanding of where we're at this point in history. We have cataloged Zachariah Sitchin's own words. When the head promulgator or promoter of the entire term of the Anunnaki, based on, you know, the fallen angels, he stated, this is in the trailer, that he called out Nephilim. He didn't call out to God. He called out to Nephilim. By the way, he is a Hebrew scholar, Zachariah Sitchin. He's dead now. Obviously, he could read some of the Sumerian Sanskrit, but there's a whole lot of people that claimed, who are scholars, that his interpretation isn't accurate. But it was accurate enough, Doug, to disassociate enough people from God's creation to the aliens created us. The central theme in all Hollywood science fiction films, and by the way, I'm a student of it. I graduated from film school. I had to watch everything. That was my special area of science fiction, as being a premonition to the future. But it's always been that there's basically good aliens, bad aliens. What, they watched old cop movies, you know, on planet Venus, You know, or I remember one of the funniest shows. Well, I can't go there. The bottom line is that we are at this point now where more people believe in the aliens than they do in Jesus Christ and God the Father. We are at the point where people really believe that. And that's why this film is so critical. I believe this film will equip every one of our listeners, everyone who watches it, everyone who purchases it, with the absolute ammunition. And those who want to challenge the authenticity, have you had it, carbon 14 data? Listen, there's better things than carbon 14. But yes, that be answering your question, yes. And the other thing that's critical is that we watch so many people now on YouTube that are, and look, I don't care, but they're talking about the giants. And now they've taken, and this is when Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. That means follow after me. But we're watching people twist that narrative now. And I got to tell you, that troubles me. Go ahead.
No, you are doing fine. If I can just, though, say this. You know, we're talking about a DVD. But by the way, when will this be available?
They're buying them now, and it's available January 15th.
Okay.
And Doug, just one thing. For the people that buy it, they're going to get a copy of the Vatican's, because I'm not – look, I don't care. Bash Catholics, but I am telling you, I can report accurately. Tom Horn, kudos to Tom. Yeah. Kudos to Tom Horn and Chris Putnam when he was alive. But Tom Horn went to the Vatican Observatory, which is called Lucifer. That's an acronym. They told him they're looking for something. They wouldn't tell him what. And they would not allow him to see what they were looking at. You follow me?
Yep.
So there's a whole paper written that's in PDF form that we're going to give away to the people who pre-order the DVDs. Okay. I want to make this clear. Pre-order the DVDs.
And I've seen that. I've seen that PDF. And I've got to tell you, having gone in a prior lifetime to a minor seminary and graduated from a minor seminary, I was just absolutely shocked. But I learned a lot from that PDF, and I learned a lot from the elements of the video. So I just want to say this. Everything, by the way, folks, everything we're talking about right now is current events, and it's really authenticated by the video. And the second thing I want to make sure people understand is this. The authentication process of the artifacts that are found through the word escapes me now, the expeditions, my goodness, is beyond question. And this is one thing as an investigator that I look for, you know, could it be, because the timing is, to me, is so incredibly astounding. God is so good. How, you know, it's almost like, it's almost like in an investigation, someone coming in and confessing, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's a great way to look at it. I mean,
my goodness, you know, what more do you want, basically? So I guess I want to just tell the doubters this, or not even doubters, but people who are looking at this and saying, wow, well, okay, so you're talking about DNA today, and you're finding artifacts with DNA markings, the DNA double helix on it. Isn't that convenient? Gee whiz. You know, could it be something more? No, I think all of this is God's timing. That's all I want to say. And so I was able, as an investigator, because I'm very concerned about authentication. But I'll say this, this stuff has been authenticated properly by way of archaeological and investigative standards. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, one of the cool things when we were in the Tulum or Tula area of Mexico, all the artifacts that we unearthed, by the way, were on private property, no Mexican national property whatsoever, by the people that owned the property. And this is critical, Doug. Everything was done by hand and dug by hand, to the point that there could be no claiming that these things were pre-positioned. At the 9-foot level, are you kidding me? And the thing that's astonishing to me is that I get comments like, well, they didn't know what DNA, they didn't know DNA was called DNA. No, they knew it was called the seed of life.
Yep.
People, Genesis 3:15. And so when they portray accurately the double helix, and oh, by the way, interesting placement of the different components of DNA and a third strand. That was the basis of the book you held up earlier, Xenogenesis. Yes. And in that book, if here, I got my copy here, but, you know, the word Xenogenesis, most people don't understand that, you know. The Xenogenesis, this is reading from the back of it, is a production of an offspring entirely different from either of the parents, transformed, there you go, oh, thank you, Doug, transformed through the addition of DNA from an alien or animal to the normal genetics of a human being. The results will be comic book superheroes come to life, living creatures with mythical abilities, unlike mankind has ever seen for thousands of years, and which inspired the ancient legends of gods and goddesses, and also, ladies and gentlemen, of the transformative encounter. When we accept Jesus Christ, and let's get to the vaccination part, messenger RNA, I can't believe people don't understand messenger RNA. Mike Adams does such a brilliant, concise, descriptive, 30-second, maybe 40-second presentation in the trailer, much longer in the film, of why messenger RNA is the transformative, if you will, vehicle to destroy human genetics. So, Doug, here's again what I'm saying to all of our friends and obviously a whole lot of enemies. The bottom line is they can't explain, unless they're in the world of Lucifer's lovelies, why the entire Western Europe nations are throwing their people to the polar bears. They're not lions. The lions would be in Africa to be warm, but they're throwing them into the cold that they've generated. Why is it, ladies and gentlemen, that everything we've done in the United States under the current demon-possessed government and government agencies and on both sides of the aisle, 12, the unholy 12 disciples of pronoun people marriage. You know, see, Doug, it's not even the gay issue. It's not the lesbian issue. It's the annihilation of the human race issue. And I put up a story the other day about showing incubators that really exist. They want non-human reproduction, and they want to destroy everything that the Lord Jesus Christ has made by promising a technological offspring that differs so much. And you know what people don't understand, when God gave human beings the ability to have not only sex, but to produce. I'm sorry, there's a phone someplace. I apologize. It's someplace over on my desk. Yeah. But the point is when God gave humans the ability to reproduce, he gave them the ability to co-create with him. God gave the seed of a woman. God gave the sperm of a man. And isn't it interesting that the devil's been attacking them both since day one? And in our generation, and this is something I can say with retrospect, when excreted pharmaceuticals started to be even discussed, I was the one who started discussing the disgustingness of that, stating that every female hormone was going into the water systems, the municipal water supplies. All of the birth control pills, all of the, there was a lot of steroid use in those days in the muscle period, the xenoestrogens, the plastic, you want to make sure you get BPA-free plastic. All of this stuff had one goal in mind, to destroy human reproduction and to ultimately bring about the annihilation of the human race. So I'm going to just go back to this. I will not accept for publication any meow, men or women articles who, if they don't believe what they're saying, I'm not going to give it to my listeners, your viewers, our viewers. I'm not going to put it up there. I don't want weasels. We don't need any more weasels. We got enough pulpit weasels that if you hooked them all the pulpits together, it'd look like an ant farm, okay? You know, you've seen an ant farm, the bottom line is. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to give you the most, how should I say this, intense thing I know in the universe with a little bit maybe of attempt of humor, because we're sitting and watching the view to our kill. We're spectators. It's like we're watching the Colosseums in Rome arising, and we're cheering for the people that are cheering. And somebody turns around to you and say, what are you cheering for? You're the one that's going to be down there eating the lions. You follow me? We are clapping at our own destruction. So you know, could this be what Jesus meant? Or my favorite is, well, we can't possibly be experiencing World War III now because we're supposed to be out of here in the pre-tribulation rupture. Rapture. The entire seduction of humanity is underway like at no other time in history. And I will quote Jesus, who said, there's never been a time like it, nor would be again, and except the days be numbered for the elect's sake. Now, look, all I can say is, to those of you who will listen to somebody on YouTube, they won't allow anything about Jesus, but if you want to knock Jesus, they allow it. The right. Bottom line is that we're watching right now the most important time period in history. Doug, as a student of history, the gore and the horror and a whole lot more, and everything that represents is going to be superseded by what's now in play. Balenciaga or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's hard for me to pronounce. The company that it's an apparel company, right? An apparel.
Yeah. But they're a billion-dollar company, and they're selling the most horrific, graphic, sadosexual children with, you know, I mean, just horrible children bondage and dismemberment. And it's the most twisted stuff you've ever seen. But here's the deal. You know what that name of that company means? Baal is Lord.
Ooh.
So, okay. So, you know, I remember when I came into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ by his mercy and grace, we had one three-letter statement, Jesus is Lord. And when Neuville... I wish he'd go create, he would go and commit Harari, you know, and I mean, Harikari, in other words, suicide, ritual suicide.
Yep.
He's telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that if you are a Christian, we've killed your God. And this is the thing, Doug, that people missed. And next, we're going to kill you. With the newest hate laws being proposed in Canada and in Great Britain, I call it not so Great Britain, that if you even mention certain passages in the scripture, like Romans chapter 1, now that's a biggie out, that can go to jail. Actually, you can go to prison.
Yep.
If you try and talk to someone about deprogramming, and you even share that you believe normal marriage is a heterosexual marriage between one man and one woman, do you know that you're branded? You're branded a hate monger.
Well, and I think this, not to interrupt you, but this Respect for Marriage Act, you know, the biggest thing, Steve, and I know you and I have not spoken about this off air, but the biggest problem I had is why, given the Obergefell decision that made homosexual marriage the law of the land, so to speak, at least in the eyes of the Supreme Court. Why was this necessary? And this is a weapon of mass asexualization, I believe. This is a weapon of mass feminization. This is a weapon of against all Christians, because now with this pending codifying this Respect for Marriage bill, which is anything but that, a pastor, if he says, look, you know, our denomination, we don't do same-sex marriages, Steve, they're going to come after, they'll take away the 501c3 status of that church. They'll open the pastor up for civil, and get this, folks, criminal charges with the DOJ. So, Steve, everything you're saying and everything you have said in the past, it's all coming to pass right now. And so how this all fits together is mind-blowing. And so you take all that, and, folks, you take Steve's books. Look, man, folks, you've got to get you've got to go to gen6.com. You've got to really stock up on his books. But the video, that really ties everything together. So I am just amazed at how God works, Steve, how God has put you and put Jesse and put your team and put us together, and how, if people aren't seeing this, man, I don't know what to say except, wow, you know, are we in fact, you're right. We are spectators to our own demise. So go ahead, sir.
Daniel Holdings is a script writer, and those of you who have seen Daniel, the man is gifted, totally gifted. And this may not be the exact word, but I was going to say the concision, the concise nature of this film, the amount of evidence. See, we're not telling you Zachariah Sitchin said this. Oh, that's just because you're Christians. No, we're telling you what he said. His friend, Gianmario Ferramonte, he said, this is, Zachariah was his friend, 22, 23 years, best friend. And he said it was Sitchin's contention that Lucifer was the head Anunnaki. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know, when you see that the Vatican has their own paper written by he's a genius, by the Vatican's chief astronomer, a brilliant scientist, and I won't even try and pronounce his name, but it's like Comsolagno, Comsolagno, all of that, you're going to get a PhD in reality. That's what I'm promising everybody. If they will honestly look at how the evidence is presented, and the other freebie that we're going to get is going to be, I haven't named it yet, and it'll be out to those of you who have pre-signed up and pre-ordered the DVDs, will be getting the PDF. You'll get it in your email, and you're also going to get the a compendium of all the different alien species. Because not only has Jesse and our team dug up a lot of stuff, but people have contacted him from all over Latin America, all over Mexico, sent him photos. And I'm telling you point blank, there's no BS. Well, that's just this or that. This isn't, you know, people putting butterfly wings on fetuses and calling them fairies. This is really, really, really astonishing stuff. Now, I look at, let's face it, when you see someone who's striking, if you're female, there's a very handsome man. Huh. If you're a man, there's a very, I'm talking about beautiful woman. I'm not talking lust. I'm talking about the creative presentation of womanhood or of manhood. And right now, there's a lot less manhood. But the bottom line is that God created everything beautiful. I can't even imagine how amazing Eve must have been. And I can't even begin to imagine how astonishing Adam was. And I believe Jesus literally created them out of the clay of the earth. Obviously, Eve was taken out of, Adam's side. But when Adam woke up, this is one of the coolest things that I believe God's ever shared with me, at least, and I'll share with everybody. This is one of those mind-blowing moments. When he blew up conscious, when he blew up connected to the knowledge of God, the infinite expressions, all that God was placing within Adam, I even believe probably the first word is Adam, you know, gave Jesus a hug and said, wow, okay? And when I use the word wow, I mean the wonder of his word. And God put in Adam the DNA, the building block of life, where every single strand of DNA, the ability to record, to absolutely, how should I say this? It's the ultimate recording device of everything, every sight, every sound, every feeling, every word, every hurt, everything. And the scripture says, and man became a living soul. The soul and the spirit are two different things. In the findings that we present in the film, I'm excited about it, Doug. And if this is, I want to say this, I don't have any knowledge. You know, I mean, if weren't God saved me from the helicopters, you know, I'd be dead. If it weren't for the intercessor prayer, I know there's a lot of people that go, we're going to get you, Quayle. And my answer is, not until it's God's time, and you may be gotten before I got, not a threat. The bottom line is that we are watching, Doug, we are watching the absolute God laying it out in a linear fashion, you know, and I love that term. Obviously, I'm trying to stay there, but the bottom line is that, and showing you the sins of America's leaders, the sins of America's people, and I'm going to share this with you. It talks about very, very, very few people finding eternal life. And that's what really is heartbreaking, because I'll tell you what, you and I both know if someone wised off to you about your wife, you know, I mean, if you were able to, obviously you can't take on a whole, gang of people, but you can be where they're not. So wisdom dictates that. But why is it that God's people, who have so much to give thanks for, have dismissed him? And by the way, two of the biggest names, and I won't tell you who they are, I won't do it. Two of the biggest names in Christian television ministry were at the COP27 procedure.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay. That's got, I mean, that has got to make one think.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, and I, you know, I don't want to ever say na-na-ni-na-na, but when someone tells you something at the risk of their life, I'm not going to go out and risk their life. You know, you and I have lived with this a lot of our, you know, broadcast careers or, you know,
yeah.
One thing is when you have a broadcast career, you're going to be having to deal with a lot of rears. Okay. So the thing is that we're watching now the complete, how should I say this, dissolution of anything what would have been, I don't know the word, a lukewarm Christianity, because God himself is saying, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And that's Jesus saying that. So because people don't want to admit the fact that more people will accept the Antichrist than Jesus Christ, the whole purpose of our video, The Lies of Men and Gods, is to absolutely show people the central theme of the seed of creation by the living God and the destructive attempts by Lucifer himself. And Lucifer is a light bringer, okay? Scripture names him that. Satan is the adversary. Jesus talked about Satan, but Lucifer became Satan when he became the adversary of God. So again, how is it that the biggest, here's the bottom line, this is the last question, we'll go on, but how is it the biggest line now in the world as to who created us, how is it that that has come to the point of panspermia? That just simply means the aliens created us. Oh, by the way, not just, you know, good aliens, but they just dumped a bunch of alien garbage into the waterfalls on planet Earth, and somehow it all formed together. And, you know, we've got the best symphonies and the best artwork and everything because of panspermia. I categorically reject that. It's insane. But when people lose their love for the truth, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about the concept of truth. You cannot have truth without the absolute truth being real. And people say, well, that's there are no absolutes. It's your truth. It's my truth. And when I'm trying to be nice, I'll say, you just made my point. You're making an absolute statement, and yours is based on feeling, It's yours, you know. The point being, I can't roll my eyes with these glasses, but the point being is that they're missing the biggest absolute opportunity to understand that you cannot have a building without a foundation. Nor can American Christians envelop or take to heart the fact that the foundations of our country are destroyed. And the Bible's very clear. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Bible's very clear. When the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. I'm not spouting scripture. I'm declaring the foundations of what's going on in the United States, Doug.
Well, no, you're exactly right. And just to let you know, we've got about 9 minutes left of this program today. I had a conversation with a mutual friend, Aaron Brickman, yesterday, and we were speaking about exactly this, what we're seeing, what the destruction of mankind, and how it's evident through, for example, if you were plucked out of like 1955 and plucked into current year and told to, you know, walk down Times Square, walk through Times Square, what would you think? And this is kind of what we're talking about. Taking the human body, God's image, and just not only contaminating the internal part, but also the external part through tattoos and piercings and, you know, the cutting off of breasts and genitalia to change. I mean, all of this is just mind-blowing, Steve. It really is.
Well, I think that, you know, the thing is that one of the most interesting things in our film and in the artifacts that we've uncovered and others have uncovered that we've been given permission to film, the thing is that the hatred for human life and the dismembering and all of the, and the Balenciaga or whatever, Balenciaga, whatever they call them, maybe the saga of Baal, but all of this is following some of the most horrific periods of history. By the way, the Aztecs were not noble. I want people to understand that. The Mayans were not noble. They had nobles who were Aztecs and Mayans. Those are the guys that got to live and the women that got to live and eat the bodies of the people they decapitated and cut their hearts out. Same thing with the Incas, but not one of those civilizations. Now, they built some, you know, putting bricks together on top of the foundational monolith and megalithic structures, but they didn't build those things. But the fallen ones did, and it was the fallen angels. Here's what we know, Doug, from the interpretation of the glyphs and all of the information contained in the imagery that has been run through, a very bunch of cool scientists that know what they're doing, that was the fallen angels who taught the aliens, who I believe they created in their attempt to reproduce what God did, who seduced mankind, who introduced some of the most horrible things in the world that we've ever known, cannibalism being the chief one. And you know, I want people to understand something. When you are reading in the Septuagint, Isaiah 13:3, and it says that, you know, giants are coming, behold, I send them an exceedingly great, I'm just paraphrasing, a great army. All the giants in history that I have ever tracked, ever followed, everything I've ever done, they were all cannibals. It wasn't, I'm going to name a Shrek and It wasn't cartoon characters that were kind of nice ogres, you know. An ogre comes from, you know, it's a flesh-eating human flesh-eating. Now, let me share this too. We all know the story, well, anybody, maybe our age, Doug, and I'm older than you are, but Jack and the Beanstalk, you know?
Yep.
And the famous line of Jack and the Beanstalk, fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Now, if the fee, fi, fo, fum were put into modern terms, it would be fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of the really dumb, you know? The thing is, our DNA has its own internal harmonic. And so, and I was told this by four-star generals, special operations active, who deal with the stuff that goes bump in the night. I said, how can they track people specifically? And he said this, by the smell of their DNA. And if you've ever seen some of the pictures where sometimes evil entities will taste blood.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible teaches that Abel's righteous blood called out to God. Called out to God. What's blood composed of? So you see, Christians don't know their Bible. It's not that I want anybody's eyes to be taken off anything except the lie of the aliens creating us and put back on the eyes. And obviously, we'll have this space before horrific persecution comes, okay? This indicates a space of time, Doug, that I believe with the release of this video, it kicks off a new realm of understanding. But the powers that be, the devils that are, you know, the creatures of the night, God's going to hold them at bay so everybody will have a chance. I don't know if it's for them. I don't know. God didn't give me that. But I can tell you this. This is, in my opinion, there's nothing more that we could do at Gen 6 Productions based on this. There's nothing more that we could produce in evidence. There's nothing that, how do I say this, that's left out. And the artifacts, and that's, maybe I didn't say this, but the compendium of the different alien species is the second thing that people get free who pre-purchase. It's different, too. There's some of the stuff that's repeated from our fundraisers, but there's some stuff that people have never seen before, that they've never seen before.
There is, you know, there, to be clear, there is some overlap, but the weight, the importance of the new material, the overlap is pretty insignificant compared to the new material. The compendium of the alien species, I find that fascinating, and but I find the entire thing fascinating with respect to how this all connects to current events, and it actually lays out the future, I believe, for us as Christians and for humanity as a whole. And that's Steve Quayle. Steve, where do people, just to be clear, what's the easiest URL website to get this directly?
GENSIX.com.
All right. That's what I thought.
Yep. And it's even my website. You can go to the left-hand corner. But it's just because so many people went to it the other day. Look, I have a lot of bandwidth, okay? And it was easier for me, and I own the websites, to go to my Gen 6 website and see my own trailer, you know? And by the way, people are free to send the trailer. And it's a mind-boggling good trailer. It's that good. It's that set apart. The how do I say this? The presentation, I believe we've given God our best, but I believe the people who have prayed for us, Doug, the people who have supported us in the fundraisers, the two we've done, the people who continue to support you, support me, support us. Ladies and gentlemen, you have an active part in watching the unveiling of the greatest mystery that's been hidden to this time. And without you, it couldn't have been done. That's not to pat anybody on the back, but it's to say this. God calls people to do certain things. And I believe, Doug, that everybody that finally comes to know the Lord, that everybody who's had a part in this, because we're giving God, you guys, our best. We're giving them our best. Never give God second best. The principle is horrible. Because with the same measure we give, we get back. If you sow to the flesh sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. I'm talking about souls too, S-O-U-L-S. I'm not talking to heels. I'm talking about souls, S-O-U-L-S, okay? And a heel is another term for someone that just can't, no matter what you do, they will be disagreeable because they were born ornery, you know? And unless God changes them, they're going to stay heels, you know? And I'm not trying to be a podiatrist in that statement. I'm just trying to say this, that all who have joined with us, who have prayed for us, are partakers in one of the most amazing presentations of true history and of what is to come. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, when I heard Schwab, I said, now you know what Darth Vader without the helmet looks like. And he makes Darth Vader look like a Tinder World good guy. The bottom line is that how does he rise to prominence almost instantly on the world stage? How? Because the kings of the earth, the technocratic billionaire hypocrite, SOBs, sons of Belial, the ones that are out there are sons of Baal, you know. They're giving their power unto him. And this is why you've got to understand, they're the elite because they have acquired wealth. And that's exactly what has happened. And acquiring wealth, there's some Christian billionaires that are wonderful people. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying the people that are with Klaus Schwab and the whole, if you will, word or the whole world, the word I'm trying to be careful of is WEFers. And you know what I call them, the WTFers. And, you know, I don't even think that's wrong, but, you know, pray for me if you do. The bottom line is that we have such a level of ambivalence to our own destruction that, ladies and gentlemen, if you come away with anything from this presentation on Hagman, you are watching your own view to your coming, to their coming kill of you. You think you're in the spectator stands just watching. Oh, I'm just gonna wait until Jesus comes for me. I'm not making fun of that. But before Jesus comes for you, because of scripture must be fulfilled, they're going to deliver up. They're going to kill. They're going to slaughter a lot of Christians. And Doug, this is what I'm saying. If Christian, now I understand why Jesus, you know, all my long 51 years coming up of walking, stumbling, falling, and having the goodness of God lift me back up on my feet. Now I understand why we are as sheep as a slaughter, to the slaughter. Exactly. We're marching to our own destruction. And by the grace of God, I pray, and I have, we prayed on the air, I still pray, that your viewers, listeners, our cooperating partners are at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time, invisible to all evil. We'll have a transformational encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And to all you devils out there who think, oh, yeah, or the weasels, you know what happens to weasels? In the winter, they get trapped. And so you better, you know, get rid of being a weasel. And you know, here's the thing, Doug. We have accommodation with hell. I know we're running out of time, but we would rather basically say nothing, do nothing, and hope the devil doesn't see us than stand up for Jesus. And I'm telling you point blank, I admire everybody who does. I admire every woman that seems to have a better understanding of what it means to be an intercessor than men. And any man that wants to lap milk out of a bowl or eat kibbles and bits, or what's that thing? Go to the bathroom in a cat box, you know? The bottom line is there's no point. Don't listen to me. Don't listen. Just go live your life the way it is. Oh, and if you want to pattern your life after a really fine federal official, make sure it's Sam Britton, who, you know, is caught stealing women's expensive luggage so he can get their clothes for free. That's a felony. He's got a Q clearance. He's the head of the DOE. The Department of Energy is the most singular, powerful government agency because they control all the nukes, the manufacturing nukes, the nuclear storage. You don't think he can be compromised? Oh, I'll take that designer dress over there. It's $28,000 by whoever, Dolce & Gabbana or whatever, and here's where all of our nuclear missiles are. Ladies and gentlemen, you've watched the United States be decimated in its military. You're watching us provoking Russia to war, China to war. We have no wartime footing. We have no manufacturing. We have nothing. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we want to take on the war. You're watching the Luciferian lovelies, both sides of the aisle, destroy your country. But more importantly, you're sitting back and allowing them to blaspheme the God of heaven. And I believe, Doug, I really do. I believe when people begin to stand for the Lord, and I'll end with this, and believe that Jesus' words are true. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and over all the, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You're dealing with serpents and scorpions. You know, basically the Republicans are the scorpions and the Democrats are the serpents, you know? And then everything and everyone in between, under the earth, you know, everything, everything. And Jesus is life. And he who finds the Lord Jesus Christ, you can come to him in an instant by repenting. That means you do what you quit doing what you do. You ask Jesus to come into your life, and then you commit your life to him and understand that, you know, there's no, you know, the wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous. You're not going to have your own kingdom, but you're seeking a kingdom that's his, not your own. Doug, thank you.
Well, Steve, thank you. And I'll tell you what, I really appreciate everything you've done and all of your intellectual material. I love your books, folks. You know, if you celebrate Christmas, it's coming up, or Hanukkah or whatever, someone's birthday, if you want to give them a gift, this is a perfect gift to give them. The Lies of Gods and Men, also any one of or all of Steve's books, from Jesus the Premise of the Promise to all the way back to Genesis 6 Giants. But please do that, because the topic is so important. And Steve, you've done such a remarkable job of exposing the evil that we find ourselves in right now. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you have done and all that you continue to do. And I hope people understand the connectivity between your work, your findings, in today's events, and I think they do.
So and thank you, Doug, and all of that. I just want to share this. I take it. I thank you for it. I know it's sincere. And we both give it to the Lord Jesus Christ, because without him, literally, Lord, thank you. Without him, we can do nothing. You know, we can do nothing. But because of him, we're having an impact around the world. I heard from some of our viewers in Sweden today. Hear from them in Africa, you know, and God's touching lives. We're not shaking down anybody for anything. But the point is, the elite are going to shake you down for everything, including your eternal life. Their idea of eternal life is eternal damnation. And they think they're pulling one over on God. But we know from the Word of God, God takes the wicked in their own devices. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would urge everyone to take this to the Lord in prayer. I'm not trying to be silly or jovial. Still, I'm attempting certain times of humor. But I don't know how to put the most devastatingly evil plan for the destruction, annihilation, and genocide of mankind. And if you don't believe in the genocide of mankind, quit listening to Doug. Quit listening to me. If you can't put A and B, come up with C, you know, if we're cheap entertainment, and you'll go on to the next podcast broadcast of somebody else, or you'll go on the, you know, chirp boards where, you know, all the flustered clucks hang out, you know, and just knock those who are seeing people come to Jesus, or, you know, the voice of hell. You know, the idea is this: all of us, each and every one of us, will stand before Jesus. But I want to say this: if we allow the slaughter of the name of the Lord, if we allow the slander of our Heavenly Father, the living God, if we think headlines are going to save anybody. Now, I publish a lot of headlines. Doug, there are others. I'm not knocking the headlines, but what I'm talking about, the headlines have to lead you to the lifeline of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is my last statement, because headlines showing you the truth of what lies ahead, the devil's telling you what he's going to do to you, and Christians are going, well, I sure hope I can stay invisible. Wrong, because with that attitude, you're going to capitulate. And Christians who took the mark and took the injection have already capitulated. I believe they can repent and be saved at a certain point. But at a certain point, when it's no longer to maintain, and I don't know if it's 50-50 or 60-40, but what I'm saying is the attitude of allowing a foreign substance, unproven, unscientific, watching all the death, watching all the destruction, and now, ladies and gentlemen, you're told there's going to be, and they've said it, there's going to be a new virus, a new vaccine, there's going to be, and here's the thing, I'll tell you what, they're going to vaccinate everybody until there's nobody left in their eyes. And Jesus said they would be successful to a large extent unless he intervened in time. You are responsible, Father. You are responsible, Mother. I mean, if you hear people that think that whacking their little boy's manhood off is cool or cutting the breasts off these little girls, I want to say this. I don't have the anointing to do it, but if it were possible, I would ask God to literally open the heavens and swallow those devils straight into hell. And obviously, they're wanting to send me to my great reward. But ladies and gentlemen, mine, at least I end up with a smile on my face. They end up with weeping and gnashing of teeth where their worm dieth not. The reality of hell is so infinitely beyond my ability to describe. You can go on YouTube, you can go on and see the different people. But John MacArthur and another preacher did a really good job on what it's like when you hear the sentence, "Depart from me, ye who work lawlessness." You're watching lawlessness play out, but they never will taste of the kingdom. But they will as they stand before the God of heaven during the great white throne judgment. Doug, I think I got to go here. They're going to see the majesty of heaven. They're going to see the glory of God because they're not in their earthly bodies, but they're in their eternal bodies. And when God says, calls their name, their name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, depart from me, ye who work lawlessness. There's not like hard time in hell and out of 100 years you get a pardon. It is so terrifyingly realistic and terrifyingly important. And look at this. We just had another year. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? And where did November go? And God is literally compressing the time. And he's shortening the time for the elect's sake. And obviously, ladies and gentlemen, I only know this, that God is faithful and jealous over his word to perform it.
Yes.
Give him the chance in your life. And you might see that the only one keeping you from coming into that supernatural, powerful love relationship and overcoming relationship, the only one keeping you from that is the devil, his entities, and your agreement with them. So God bless each and every one. Doug, thanks for today's, and please, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you, the DVD, this isn't a pitch, but I look at it, Doug, and in my own mind, I think, you know, Steve, you got a sense of finality in that, and I'm sorry, I don't have an impending sense of doom, but I do have a sense of doom, and when I'm talking personal, but brother, sisters, none of us know, and we lost Russ, we lost, obviously, Shelley, we've lost some really wonderful people, and I thought I'd be gone before Russ. I really did, Doug, and God bless the Lord. He knew what he was doing, and we know why the Lord took him. We've explained it. But the most important thing is, parents, do you love your son, daughter? Well, my sons and daughters, Steve, are in rebellion against God. Then pray for them. That something you've said, why didn't you ever speak to him about Jesus? Then pray that somebody else will speak to them about Jesus.
Yes.
Doug, before the great white throne judgment of Almighty God. That's for the people. That's the heaven or hell thing. They are going to be astonished because not only are they going to hell where there's weeping and gnashing teeth, but they will have the last thing they will have remembered seeing is the glory, the holiness, the splendor, the majesty beyond words, beyond description, and knowing that's what they could have had. And they all also know the last time God gave them that last moment to repent. Brothers and sisters, excuse me, I don't believe that we're running on infinite time, that the Russians are bluffing. We're provoking Russia. We're trying to destroy Russia. They will defend themselves. And the bottom line is the truth is not propaganda, but everything you and I, Doug, and we hear now is propaganda.
Yes.
All it was is we were propagandized into agreeing, conforming to our own death. And now we see people dying, dropping dead and all that. The big issue is, look, you can, these, we're watching the event, excuse me, we're watching the results, but very few people will take this on from a spiritual standpoint and accept the days be short and there'd be no flesh left alive. Please, brothers and sisters, don't sit in the bleachers watching life go by as if it's not going to touch you, because if you're watching the stadium, whatever, you're going to be down there and they're going to be coming for you, coming for me, coming for us. But the better news is Jesus is coming again, but he's not coming before the prophecies are fulfilled. Doug, blessings. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Steve. May God bless you. Thanks for all you do. Folks, remember, go to GenSix.com, The Lies of Gods and Men. I'm going to tell you something. Pre-order that. Get the PDFs as well. You will get the PDFs by pre-ordering. Do that now. It would make a great, great gift if you give gifts for Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever it might be. I would do that. Do it today. It supports Steve's work, and of course that helps keep us on the air. You've said so much. Thank you, my brother. We're out of time. With that, have a great night.